Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. This past Sunday, we celebrated the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was a feast day that was first instituted in the Church to assert a fundamental doctrine of the Catholic faith. It was done back in the 13th century at a time when there were great confusions over the meaning of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the sacrament of the Mass. And it was instituted throughout the Church so that very clearly in common life, in our annual celebrations, in our Sunday and daily celebrations, that fundamental doctrine of the Catholic faith could be both asserted and understood. And the doctrine teaches that under the signs of bread and wine, the true body and blood of Jesus Christ is present. The very substance of the bread and wine becomes now the substance of the presence of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And as I remarked last week, this doctrine also is an assertion that the promise of Christ to be with us always is fulfilled. And it is the gift of that body and blood of Jesus Christ, which is the gift by which the Church is formed. Pope St. John Paul II once remarked in a very powerful encyclical that the Church makes the Eucharist and the Eucharist makes the Church. That without, in fact, the celebration of the Eucharist, the Church would not exist. Now, this is a powerful assertion, but it has a very profound and deep reality to it. And the celebration of the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ is an opportunity to consider the meaning of the gift and how we should approach it. When one speaks of the body of Christ, we have to realize that that term body of Christ can be meant in a threefold manner. We speak of the body of Christ as the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ, now at the right hand of the Father. We speak of the body of Christ as that which is sacramentally present in the Holy Eucharist. And we also speak of the body of Christ, which is the Church. Now, all three meanings of the body of Christ are intimately connected. And they are all held together in the celebration of the Mass. When we celebrate that continuing offering of himself in sacrifice for our good to his heavenly Father, when we celebrate that presence given to us in the sacrament for our good, for our nourishment, and for our food of immortality, and we also celebrate that here at the Eucharist, the Church is most deeply expressed in its fullness. Now, we also, in the Holy Eucharist, realize that we are experiencing all three meanings of the body of Christ, by and large, because it's the gift of the Holy Spirit, who, after all, within the Trinity, is the very personification of the bond of love which holds the Trinity together in its oneness and its unity. And the Holy Spirit calls us together to celebrate the saving sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, once and for all given for us on Calvary, but now made present in the Mass for us. For it is in participation in this that we find the root of our life, the root of our hope, and the purpose of our existence. And in that celebration of the Eucharist, there are two realities that must be kept together and in a very fruitful tension. One, the Eucharist is necessary for our individual well-being. We need the Holy Eucharist. But at the same time, that Eucharist is the means by which we are formed together into the body of Christ as a church. That our call to salvation in Jesus Christ is a call to us both individually and corporately as a member of a body. That we are saved individually, but we are saved within the body of believers. And it is the celebration of the Holy Eucharist that allows us to realize both our individual sanctification and our formation into the larger reality of the body of Christ, which is the Holy Church. And therefore, in the celebration of the Eucharist, we are called to form an ever greater unity among all believers. The Holy Eucharist is not a solitary sacrament, but a communal one. I remember something that was once said by a former Archbishop of Paris, Cardinal Lustiger, about the meaning and purpose of the Eucharist. And he said that among a congregation gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, there is in the common hearing of the Word of God and the common reception of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the creation of a bond among those present, which is deeper than the deepest friendship that one could form anywhere else, because it is that unity in the very body of Christ. Now, understanding, I think, in this very cursory way, the meaning and power of the Holy Eucharist, I think we have to be careful of a danger of taking the sacrament for granted. There is, I think, a need, as we began the celebration of Mass and then commune with our Lord Jesus Christ made present in that Mass, that we make a necessary preparation for participation and reception, an examination of our conscience, a prayer for the power of the Holy Spirit of understanding, a desire to do that which our Lord has called us to do and to accept its meaning. I think it's important for us to understand that there is a deeper reality to the Mass that we constantly are called to delve into. It is, after all, the celebration of the Paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, those saving events of his life, suffering, death, and resurrection and ascension into heaven. And to realize that when we come to receive Holy Communion, it is both on our part when we say Amen, a recognition that within the host, within the chalice, there is the true presence of our Jesus Christ in his body and blood, but also it is an assertion of the truth that Holy Communion represents of the unity of the body of Christ, that in order to receive our Lord worthily, we also must receive him in the full acceptance of the faith of the whole Church. And in this way, the promise and meaning of the Holy Eucharist, that assurance of the continuing presence of Jesus Christ, the power of the healing, and the resources of that reception of the body and blood, and also that source of unity that we celebrate within it, then we come to know why, in fact, as St. Paul, John Paul II said, the Church makes the Eucharist, and the Eucharist makes the Church.